Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Cloudy today, high near 65, and it looks like a wet weekend. Windy with periods of rain tomorrow. Could be heavy, high around 60. It's 53 degrees.
And really, we're at a loss for words to explain the loss of a city EMS veteran who was stabbed to death in Astoria, Queens. We're learning the suspect's name and now charges against him as well in this developing story this morning in Astoria. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live. Sean.
Well, theirs is a noble calling. EMTs and paramedics, they serve with singular purpose to save lives. For the FDNY, this is heartbreaking and infuriating. 61-year-old EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo, just a block or so away from where she worked, Station 49 here in Astoria, out getting lunch, attacked at random, stabbed more than 20 times, Acting FDNY Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh.
Lieutenant Russo exemplified FDNY EMS. She served the city for 25 years. She was a World Trade Center first responder. She was cited multiple times for her bravery and her life-saving work, and she was absolutely beloved on this job.
Lieutenant Russo was said to be thinking about retiring, maybe within the next 6 months. A good Samaritan chased the attacker to his apartment just about a block away. Police eventually convinced the man to surrender. Charged with murder now is 34-year-old Peter Zizopoulos. There is no immediate explanation why he apparently snapped. Live in Astoria, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police fired shots at a suspect last night in Brooklyn. This was after a shooting in Bed-Stuy where two men were wounded. Here's NYPD Chief of Patrol Jeffrey Madry.
The male continued to run. He made it inside 18 Patchen Avenue. He almost got into one of the apartments on the floor, but the officers were able to apprehend him before he got inside.
The suspect was hospitalized and is expected to survive. All this happened on the same block where Mayor Adams has an apartment. The victims of the initial shooting suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
The American Red Cross in Greater New York will deploy an emergency response vehicle this morning to support the ongoing relief efforts after Hurricane Ian. Leaving a couple of hours, heading initially to Orlando, the Red Cross says hundreds of trained workers currently are supporting relief efforts, and hundreds more from across the country are on their way to Florida, including 15 from New Jersey, 25 from the Greater New York region, Florida bound.
The city council will hold a hearing today on New York's response to the asylum seeker crisis. Zach Iskol, the city's emergency management commissioner, is expected to testify. He will have a leading role in building and maintaining the tent centers where migrants will be received before they are moved to shelters or permanent housing.
The Yankees host the Orioles tonight in a game that means nothing, except for the fact that Aaron Judge, who's still in pursuit of the American League single-season home run record, Roger Maris Jr., says after the 61 game on Wednesday, in which they tied up the record that was set by his father, Aaron Judge, he says he's optimistic that Judge will close the deal here in New York.
You can tell he's back, and he's ready to go now, I think. So I think it'll happen in New York, and that's where you want it to happen. That's where I want it to happen.
Some, including Maris Jr., believe that 62 would be the true record because of the past steroid allegations against Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And then you have the New York Mets in the showdown with the Braves this weekend for first place. You can hear that tonight right here on WCBS.
All right, let's head over to meteorologist Craig Allen.
And we have partly to mostly cloudy weather coming up for today, but it's not going to be a solid overcast. There will be some sunshine. The clouds thickening up, though, from south to north, and about 65. Tonight, cloudy, becoming quite breezy, especially near the coast. The wind starts picking up, and rain could very well be falling before the sun comes up. Low 55 to 60. A rainy Saturday now in store, and some of the rain may be heavy at times, especially across parts of Jersey, Long Island, the Connecticut coastline, too. And tomorrow's high will be near 60. And the strongest winds tomorrow, gusting over 30 miles per hour, will also be closer to the coast. Even Sunday, mainly cloudy, some rain or drizzle lingering, and high temperatures Sunday between 60 and 65 degrees. It's currently 53, humidity 61% with a north wind at 7.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.